Okay, letter Kuf Chaf Dalid. So Rishu is writing a letter to a very unfortunate circumstance, lo aleinu, of a family who lost a child. So he writes, Im kibum uchar, although I'm writing this letter late, after having received it a long time ago, ki atir dos harabos lo nesonu lichsav aleim ad kai, because of my tirdus, the many things that I'm involved in, I wasn't able to write to you until now. Ani mevakesh leviy lachem es hishtatfusi hachana betzarechem uva'elchem hakaved hayilkach mimkem haben habachor zechana levracha, to be with you betzar on the loss of your oldest child, Nebuch. Hamokim minachem eschem esav shavetzim v'shaloyim v'leisei sifu l'da'a v'oid ishinom no more tzaretz v'aksoy v'smochas yiris p'nechem amin kin yiratzim. So he has to help them. He has to give them words of chizuk. What is there to say? Ani mevakesh mimchem ma'od shetischazku v'sitzamtu b'munaschem atzmima v'hata'ira. He says, I ask of you very much to be machazik in different words of chizuk and oimetz in your emuna tmima v'hata'ira, your emuna pshuta. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamim pa'aloi, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is with a tmimus, have an emuna tmima and Hashem's tmimus. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is pure, is righteous, is good. Ki hu harachum, everything is compassion. V'harachum an hatoy v'hameitif hasholem. There is his compassion and his goodness is complete, it's perfect. V'lo shayach lahar harachum midosav. And we can't question, we can't doubt his midos. Ki hu kulu rachamim. And even when he exacts din to know and to believe that it comes from the highest places of Rachmanis. It wouldn't be appropriate. Don't do this to yourself. And I know the mind wanders, and our initial thoughts are to question and to doubt and to say, why me? How could this happen? But not to allow the machshavas to go in that direction, which bring atzvas, sadness, or charada, or fear, or pachat shav, because it's futile, it's empty, it's not true. The ikar is to have emuna and to have bitochen shebarachem of hamarubim, that with his great compassion hu mashgiach aleichem b'hashkacha medudakech l'toiva, not just that he's has hashkacha pratis, then he's overseeing every prat and nothing slips away, nothing doesn't leave his careful watch, but to know that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at it is with an ayin toiva, and it is l'toiva b'hashkacha medudakech l'toiva, it's perfect, it's exact on every level, but also in its goodness. And this is a war we have to wage with our machshavas, like we've said many times, that thoughts which come into our head doesn't mean we're thinking it, and therefore we have to agree with it, we have to applaud it, we have to accept it. Thoughts are things which come in from so many different places within ourselves. It can come from the good, it can come from the not so good places. It can come just from society. It's the air that we breathe picks up on thoughts that people are having. Not every thought needs to be embraced, and many thoughts have to be driven away in order to make room for healthy, true thoughts. When a person goes to war against those thoughts, and he prepares himself, he girds himself, he's ma'ir himself to it, with his chazkas, with strength, b'chol matzav shu, whatever the matzav is, and this is a very, very difficult matzav, lo yaleinu, hari hu ma'irir, alav, malitzi, mishram, hamalanu, alav, schos. The going to battle, it catches the attention of the malam de schos, the malachim who are malam de schos on us, and they say, look at your tire yid, in such a situation, he's being malam de schos on the Rabbanu Shalom, he deserves a limbut schos. And that opens up the gateways to bring down the good stuff of Yeshuas and Refuas and Brios and Nachas V'Oish V'Chol Toiv. The Fikach, therefore, although as difficult as it may be, Kedai Ma'oid, it is for your best interest, L'Schazik Tamin B'Muna Shleima, how to apply Emuna Shleima and Emuna Pshuta even in such circumstances. Meaning, Rosh is telling us that although this is such a difficult tzar to bear, but there's nothing which can happen in any level of life that a person could say this falls out of the mahalach of emunah pshita. How difficult, whatever the suffering may be that a person is going through, to have an ayin toiv in the Rabbanu Shalom to say, I have emunah, I have bitachan, that this is all the taivasi, and to be machazik and machshavos tavos, and the machshavos tavos themselves create the pesach for the Yeshua, whatever it is, like the Rav Usher said, whether it be in health, whether it be in parnasa, whether it be shalabayis, whatever the tzaris may be, whatever the loss may be, Kadosh Baruch Hu could be mamala kol hachesronais, and there's a greater good, it may be hiding, but it could be nizgala. And if we don't see it now, we'll see it eventually. We don't have to understand everything, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshavos are much, much higher than ours. Kilei machshavosai machshavoseichem. Rabos machshavos baladesh v'atzas Hashem hisakum. But we have to machazik ourselves in emuna at the place where the seichel ends, and that's not a far journey. To go with emuna pshut on every level of life, and to know that Hashem Yisbaruch Hu hamachaya, He who gives leis, He's machalkil, He gives parnasa, He's the merape, He's the doctor, v'hamachazik levavos nishbarim, and He's the one who is machazik broken hearts. Ki karav Hashem ledish berilev. Hashem is close to those who are brokenhearted. And there's something very tachlistic in the broken heart itself. V'zdaki ruach yeshi, and those who have a low spirit, He brings them to Yeshua's, v'sisku liros benachama. You should be able to see the nechama. And we have a very long gullus, and there's going to be a big nechama that Hashem is going to have to give us. Like it says in the Haftarah and Parashat Shoftim, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem, says Yishai. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself will give you that nechama. There's things which nobody else can explain to us, not just to show what happened and why it was, but to show that it was really for our good. Who can explain the Holocaust if not for the Baruch Shalom himself? Who can explain the Churban Beis HaMikdash and all the different challenges that Klal Yisrael had to go through in the Golus? It's going to have to be him himself. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem, v'vishua, sam yisrael, v'vagolot ziyon, v'rina, v'mehira, didon. Amen, kin yehi ratzon.